of living my prayer for truth. I call it my prayer, it is simple and clear. It wants me to give and receive love. I call in the light to make everything right and show me the way to just be love. And show me the way to just be love.
Everyone, to the Rewire Date. So happy to be here.
Hi, everyone. Happy Monday. I am so excited for this Rewire Date. I love the topic that Maya has brought for us today. Wishing and hoping a guy will change his mind. The addiction to the not quite available. And, you know, I love this so much, Maya, because this is such a nuanced piece. And then there can be so much like fantasy involved. And so I'm really looking forward to chatting with you about this topic and really getting some of your incredible insights. So I wonder if in starting out, you can tell us a little bit about how is wishing and hoping a guy will change his mind a big sign that you are addicted to unavailable people.
So yeah, so this is a really, really common sign that I see in women. And so I just want to give some examples first so that you might be able to identify yourself in this. So first of all, maybe he's already told you, maybe the person you're dating has already told you he doesn't see you as a partner or he doesn't see you as a life partner, but you keep thinking that if you spend more time with him, he'll change his mind. Maybe he's already told you he doesn't want a relationship right now. He doesn't want anything serious. He just wants casual. But you keep wishing and hoping that exactly the more time you spend, the more connection you have, that he'll change his mind. Maybe he's already told you he doesn't believe in marriage. He doesn't want to get married, but you keep wishing and hoping that he'll change his mind around that. And maybe he's told you that he doesn't want a child, but you keep hanging around and wishing and hoping he'll change his mind. So if any of that resonates, definitely write in the chat box right now, because I'm super curious if you're listening and you really are, and maybe you're dating someone or seeing someone and you feel this way with. So would love to know. And yeah, and I just want to share personally, I have been in this situation, and that's part of why I know it's so connected to this pattern, because I had this pattern for so long. And so, but I also see this in my clients, this wishing, this hoping. I think another piece of this is you're not really in reality about what's going on, because you're holding this fantasy that this person will change their mind instead of accepting them the way they are. And so,
yeah.
And so what I see is that, you know, this is a pattern that is rooted in rejection and abandonment when you were a child. So if you experience like feeling rejected or feeling abandoned as a child, whether it's your father or your mother, you know, someone that was close to you, then there's going to be this part of you that wants to master the trauma, that wants to heal the trauma. There's going to be this unconscious part of you that wants to actually send you into that kind of situation again, so that you can feel all those feelings again, but also so that you can quote unquote ultimately heal this. But the problem is it's a way, by trying to get feeling chosen by someone, by trying to be chosen by someone who can't give you it, it actually just makes the pattern worse and creates more pain and heartache and creates a similar feeling that you felt in childhood, which is not being chosen, being rejected, feeling shame. And so, yes, it connects you with that original feeling, but it doesn't heal that feeling, nor does it heal the pattern.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you speak to a little bit about how you've seen this impact the nervous system?
Yes. So I think part of why I'm so passionate about this is because when women, and again, really smart women, really successful women, I see women of, you know, all ages being in this pattern, And when you're in this pattern, it really negatively affects your nervous system. It negatively affects your body. You're feeling anxious. You're feeling insecure. You're always wondering if the guy you like is going to finally choose you or commit to you. And so there's this constant kind of struggle, this constant anxiety, this constant not feeling of safety, basically this constant insecure attachment. So you can't feel secure in a relationship when someone isn't like, you know, in with you, isn't fully in with you. It's very hard to feel secure in a relationship because that's not how humans are designed. We're designed to feel secure when someone's consistent, reliable, and loving, and when we know this person really has our back and is committed to us. Commitment is a really important quality in a relationship. And so what I see is a lot of pain, a lot of heartache, a lot of nervous system anxiety when you're in a situation. And again, a lot of fantasy too, like, well, you know, constantly thinking about all the ways that this person could change their mind when really that's not what's happening. And so there's this addiction to the fantasy. There's an addiction to this outcome that hasn't happened yet that you think will happen in the future if you, and this is the other part of the pattern, right? The unavailability pattern has so much in it, this piece around needing to work for someone's love. So it's like, if I work really hard, then if I work really hard, if I'm, you know, pretty enough, cute enough, smart enough, funny enough, wonderful enough, please him enough, then he'll change his mind. And so it just really hooks into that whole part of you that thinks that you're not enough, that thinks that if only you were more, then he would change his mind. And so it's just this cycle that keeps happening that actually reifies this part of you that feels like you're not enough and not worthy of love.
Yeah, it's such a big one. And it's so common for so many women to experience that, and whether it's conscious or unconscious, that part that feels like you have to work for love. And it can show up in such sneaky ways. I think that sometimes it can be, you know, a month or months into dating someone where you actually realize that you're in that pattern. So tell us, Maya, like, what's the way out of this?
Yeah, so I'm really glad that we're talking about it. Definitely, again, let us know in the chat if you relate to this, if you, you know, are currently in this, or if you have been in this in the past. And even if you're watching the replay, I would love to know. So what I found is that this is a very persistent and pervasive pattern. And so the way to get support with shifting it is to get support from someone that is deeply knowledgeable about this pattern. Because yes, it is about healing the childhood wounds, but it's also about having someone to hold you accountable to your choices and love and to mirror to you what you're actually doing. Sure. So because this is somewhat of an addiction, there's a way that it needs confrontation. And so that's why me, as well as the other coaches in the program, we really are able to confront you on the behaviors that you're doing because A, they can be unconscious. But B, they can be driven by this addictive function. And so when it's confronted, then there's this consciousness that comes in that you wouldn't have happen on your own. Because when you're in the throes of an addiction, it's like everything, all your hormones, all your actions, everything is, you're kind of like in this seduction of the addiction. And so everything, you're like blinded by the addiction. And so it's very hard to see that this is happening. And so that's why part of healing it is to actually be confronted around it. And that's what me, as well as, you know, if you're interested in doing this Rewire for Love program, we really are able to confront you on this. And I would say that's the problem with a lot of other coaches or a lot of other therapists is they're not actually confronting you in a clear and direct way when you're doing this pattern over and over again. And so maybe you're doing the healing work, but you're not actually getting the mirroring that this is the same thing that you've been doing. And so that level of mirroring is so important for breaking through the pattern. But also, I would say something else that's super important is really learning how to discern who's available and who's not. And then also getting support with making these healthy choices in love. Because if you've made a lot of choices that have not been healthy, then it's really helpful, again, to get mirroring around what are the choices that you are currently making. And so if you're listening and you're like, oh, yeah, that's true. Like, I've been in this pattern for so long. And so it's hard for me to see if I'm making a better choice or not, because you're just here you are alone, single, dating, making these choices. And of course you want the best for yourself. Your conscious mind does. But then there's these unconscious parts that can have their way, and they might send you the unconscious parts, which are also connected to your eroticism. And that's the other thing that's so important, is that this is all about attraction, right? So your eroticism, your erotic nature, your erotic energy is turned on by this person who isn't treating you right, who isn't committing to you, who, you know, might be like doing a little bit of the carrot or the, what's it called? Yeah, like dropping breadcrumbs, right? So, oh, maybe like, yeah, maybe possibly like I might, you know, change my mind, or possibly, you know, I might commit to you or whatever, or they, you know, give you positive affirmation, even though they still haven't changed their mind. They're just giving you, you know, time and energy and compliments. And so you might just, again, be convinced that they're going to change their mind, but they're not actually changing their mind. And so you're getting these, you know, a little bit of positive reinforcement. And so therefore, again, it can be really addicting and really hard to leave when you have this positive reinforcement happening over and over again. And so, you know, it's just so common that in the program, we help women who are, you know, in these patterns, maybe for decades, maybe for, you know, years, maybe for 6 months, where they're just really wishing and hoping and holding, almost like a holding your breath, right? It's almost like you're holding your breath. If only this person will change, then I can get my needs met. And I want to just actually highlight that piece, because if you didn't get your needs met in childhood, then there will be this familiarity with not getting your needs met. And so then when you're with someone who is not meeting your needs, you can't leave because it's so familiar, and that's what you know love to be.
Thank you so much for sharing all of that. I think it can be so challenging to hear those things, but yeah, when you feel on a deep level the truth and how these are wired and what it's about and where it comes from, I think that awareness piece is such a big first step. And from that awareness piece, I'm wondering if you can share a little bit more about how specifically the Rewire for Love program can support women with moving from that awareness into really shifting this pattern in a short amount of time.
Yes. So because we specialize in helping women really heal this unavailability pattern, we'll also work on it from every angle so it can shift very quickly, especially if you're motivated and excited about shifting it. So, you know, we do this by doing the deeper healing work, by teaching you how to discern who's available and who's not available, by supporting you and making really healthy choices for you, and by having accountability, not just from me and your coach, but also all the other women in the program, right? And that's part of what's so powerful about this program, is it's a group program. It's not one-on-one coaching. It's a group coaching experience. And so you're receiving coaching from me and your coach, but there's other people who are witnessing that. And they're also witnessing your transformation. And they're also witnessing when you, you know, do something that might be kind of going in your pattern, everyone is witnessing. And so because you have all those eyes on you, again, because this pattern likes to hide, that is one of the biggest features of the unavailability pattern, is it likes to hide. Because shame, there's some shame in this, you know, in this whole thing. And so whenever we have shame, we want to hide, right? And so this pattern likes to hide. It's persnickety, it's complex, it's persistent. And so that's why this intensive 4-month program where you're getting coaching from me, coaching from your coach, you know, accountability from the group, having a buddy if you want, and the modules allows for this pattern to kind of unravel itself and also come to the light so that it doesn't, so it can be healed. And so a new pattern can emerge where you are actually attracted to people that show up for you, where you're actually attracted to people who want to get to know you, where that you're actually attracted to people who want commitment also, who, you know, are able to treat you well, who are able to be emotionally responsive, who are able to be consistent, reliable, and loving. You know, those men are out there, those people are out there for you. But what we find is that when you have this pattern, it's hard to see those people and you're not attracted to them. And then if you're not attracted to them, then you're never going to get in a relationship with them, right?
Absolutely. Well, I really want to encourage anyone who is here with us, who's listening, whether you're listening live or to the replay, you know, if you're really finding resonance with what Maya is sharing and thinking that like maybe there's some pieces of this pattern that you can relate to, I really highly encourage you to come and take a complimentary love breakthrough session with our team. This is an amazing opportunity where you'll spend an hour with me, where we can really dive into the specifics of how this is impacting your love life, your relationship, and really clearly identifying what the path forward looks like. So if you are interested in that, I would absolutely love to dive in with you. I'd love to share more with you about the program and how specifically it might be able to support you with this. So if you'd like to apply for one of those sessions, you can visit www.empowerlove.us/apply. And we'll go ahead and pop that link into the comments. So you guys can just easily click on that to go ahead and apply. You'll answer a few short questions and then we'll find a time to connect.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, ladies, this is really, you know, I just want to say, you know, I think it took me about 10 years to break this pattern. And what we see in the program is women are able to break this pattern within 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 1 month, you know, and so it can happen really quickly when you, it does happen. I would say it does happen really quickly when you have this level of support, when you're motivated to create something new, when you feel like, okay, I'm done with this, but I need help with this. When you feel open to the help, but you also know that you need help, right? Because it's that level of surrender. Like there's something bigger here that I can't even see, and I'm willing to get help with it. It's actually a vulnerable act. I think for me, it was hard for me to get help with it because I'm, you know, similar to our clients, very self-reliant and strong and independent and high functioning. And so it's like, of course I can figure this out on my own. But actually what I found was I actually needed someone who, you know, was able to see things in my psyche that I wasn't able to see and was able to help me, you know, come into greater self-love, come into greater self-acceptance, come into greater self-trust, so that I could make healthy choices, come into greater boundaries, right? That's one of the big, big pieces, is having these boundaries to be able to say, no, you know, I'm not a yes to this. I'm not a yes to someone who doesn't treat me well. And yeah, before we end, I just want to let everyone know that our next free intro call, and I'll also be posting about that soon, or I'll make sure you guys have the link to that. There's a free intro coaching call if you're wanting to get a taste of my coaching and get support. And that's going to be March 11th, next Monday at 6:30 p.m. PST. And you have to register to sign up for that. So I will put that in the Facebook group, and all you have to do is register, and then you will get emails regarding the free intro call and get the Zoom link. So then you just click on the Zoom link next Monday, the 11th at 6, March 11th at 6:30 p.m. PST. So thank you so much, everyone. Thank you so much, Erin. This has been really, really deep and powerful and important. And definitely let us know if this resonates, if you're currently in a situation like this. You know, what are the, let us know how it's feeling. What are the feelings that you're feeling? I know when I was in a situation like this, I was feeling very frustrated and very anxious. So yeah, I'm curious kind of where you're at and what are you feeling around it?
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you as always, Maya, for bringing such care and thoughtfulness to your expertise here. I know it's so valuable to so many women in this group, and I look forward to reconnecting with you all next week.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Rewire Your Attachment Style. This is Maya Diamond to receive your two free gifts to help you on your journey to lasting love and to start rewiring your attachment style today. Go to empowerlove.us/love.